नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, text number
6.
Translation of Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
How was he, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Srila Sukadeva, the son of Vyas, recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapur, now Delhi, after wandering in the provinces of Kuru and Jungala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded? So this is a most important point, the importance of hearing. Shravanam. We say Shravanam Kirtan. The first thing is hearing. When we hear nicely, then we can repeat Kirtana. So this is the qualification, our eagerness to hear. Then we become eager to preach and eager to cry out with intention, or with intense, you can say, feelings. This is what's required in order to deliver us out of this mire or cesspool or labyrinth, means a maze, something you can't get out. The only way we can get out is by calling on the Lord with real feeling. Then he'll be glad to pick us up. This is Lord Chaitanya has given us the Shikshastika, where he said, please place me at the atoms at your lotus feet. So in order to be placed like that, we have to attract the attention of the Lord. So this is not, you can say, a physical thing. By loudly chanting just alone, that won't have the effect. The parrot can also be trained to chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it doesn't have the feeling. So we should use our voice, no doubt. We should chant. But there has to be also that sincere feeling of our being helpless, of our needing the Lord, of our wanting Him. And that won't come into our heart unless we give up other wants. This is common sense. If our heart is full of other desires, then how can we desire Krishna purely? So therefore, anyabhilasita sunya, we should give up all other desires except for Krishna. Even we want to, you can say, accept vihasta ashram, but still, that depends on Krishna. Krishna will arrange for us. Therefore, our first consideration should be to serve Krishna. Krishna knows our heart, just like Krishna knew the heart of Kadama Muni, and he sent Devahuti to him. The arrangement will be made. But if we simply make the service, our service to Krishna is our main goal. This should be our only consideration. Then everything else will follow. All our needs will be taken care of. We should have that faith. But yes, I may have, require a wife, but doesn't mean I should stop my service and go looking for a wife. No. If I sincerely serve Krishna, from any position, then Krishna will reciprocate. He promises like that. He says, I'll carry what you lack, I'll preserve what you have. So it'd be the best thing then, you know, for us to have a wife. That's reasonable. We don't. But the same way one gets a guru. One gets a guru by the mercy of Krishna. We say by the mercy of Krishna one gets a spiritual master. Then the mercy of spiritual master one gets Krishna. So from our position we should be thinking, how to get the mercy of Krishna. That should be our only consideration. Once that, one pointedness is there, then everything else will follow.
What is it for Krishna to arrange for us? So anything, he can arrange. Like there's a famous letter Prabhupada wrote to Tamal Krishna Maharaj in the early days. They were collecting on the street, selling magazines, and he was writing a letter of report to Srila Prabhupada. At 12 noon, we had collected $12, $15 or something. At 3 o'clock, we had $45, and like he was giving a report. So Prabhupada answered the letter saying, it's very nice that you're selling books and collecting money and doing Harinam. But you should know that Krishna is the proprietor of your whole United States. He can give you everything. But are you prepared to take it? So that should be our concern. Prabhupada was making that point. We should be qualifying ourselves. And then, what is it for Krishna to arrange? So how do we qualify ourselves? This is our first consideration. Therefore, we say we have to rise early and take this process that Prabhupada gave us. Not very difficult. We just take this process like we've been doing every day, and then we become qualified imperceptibly, automatically, you can say. If we take it in full faith, not just mechanically, but if we take it the way it's supposed to be, which is that we really put Krishna in our heart, as our first consideration, we really do desire to please him by our chanting, by our service, whatever we're doing. If we think, like Prabhupada said, we should think, today Krishna has given me the service, whatever it is. And therefore, if we take it in that mood, then we'll always be remembering Krishna. This is a real yoga. How to be fixed in devotional service is to understand that that we're a servant of Krishna and that he's given me this position, this place, whatever circumstances there, and let me go on serving Krishna. Now, if there's some impediment to our service, then we can complain. Then we should come to the management and say, I don't have any service. Once a devotee came like that to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, I don't have any service. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, then you should cry. So such an important thing to have service, he was telling him that then you should just cry to Krishna that please engage me. Please engage me in your service. So, of course, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta wasn't managing. That was his position, he can say. He was the inspiration and the example for the whole Gaudiya Math, but he didn't personally manage. He didn't give people service. He didn't collect money. He didn't touch money. But Srila Prabhupada's mood is a little different. He did engage people. But he did touch money for his printing books and so on and so on. So, in the mood of Srila Prabhupada, he's our founder Acharya for the next 10,000 years. He's the Acharya for our movement. They remain as that. Even so many spiritual masters may come and go, but Srila Prabhupada will be the founder Acharya. So, we should be very loyal to his conception. So his conception was that each temple would be organized and the management would be there, and the duty of the management is to keep people engaged. And then we can be happy. If we have service, then what is lacking? That should be our only concern. Oh, I don't have any service here, so please engage me. And in that way, Krishna will arrange everything for whatever we require. Kodama Muni was sitting way up in some ashram by himself. But in his heart, he decided to have a wife, and Krishna arranged. But who was the father of Devavati? Swayambhuva? No. Was it Swayambhuva? Correct? Have you read all Bhagavatam? And you want a wife and you haven't read Prabhupada's books? I don't know if Krishna would arrange for you to have a wife if you can't guide her properly. How can you guide her properly if you don't know what Prabhupada has written? You should take time to do that. You spend so much time on the computer. What's the result of all that time on the computer? Rather, it spends at least 1 hour, 2 hours a day reading Srila Prabhupada's books until you... I remember when we were first in Krishna consciousness, and whenever a new book would come, we were so eager to read it. We were looking for more. Where is more? Because every time the Prabhupada would come up, there would be so much new things in his purport, so much dynamic information would be there. So we were eager. So that eagerness is the price. It comes back to the same point about hearing. The eagerness to hear. This is the first qualification. So Prabhupada has given us all these books, but we're not even eager. We just let them sit on the shelf and we do other things. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj, sometimes it's difficult to us.
Why do you talk about difficulty all the time? Who said it's easy?
But still.
Still what? For me, it's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult. It's a difficult situation we've come into this material world. Kashati, that's the word Krishna uses. Kashati means a hard struggle. But a hard struggle is difficult. Just take it for granted, it's difficult. People who want easy life, they're not going to avoid the difficulty. They still have to grow old and die. They have to face death and suffering because the nature of this body is difficult. The nature of the body is it's going to cause us so much trouble. From its own nature, from other living entities, like today it's too cold. We can take it for granted as difficulties. Therefore, the first principle is some tapasya. The Shabdev tells us so. The uniform of life is meant for tapasya. Then if we take that tapasya, it becomes easy. If we voluntarily take it for Krishna service, then that tapasya, that difficulty, because we're voluntarily taking it, it becomes manageable. Whereas the karmis, they don't take any tapasya for serving Krishna, so whenever the difficulties come, it becomes very difficult for them. And then they oh, it's very difficult. And they that's the question the karmi will ask. Oh, it's very difficult. The devotee shouldn't ask that kind of question. It's difficult. It's difficult because I'm not taking austerity. If I'm taking austerity for Krishna, then why is it difficult? I'm taking it myself. It's like we get up every morning. Is it difficult? No, because we're doing it for Krishna, it's not so difficult. The same with everything we do. If we actually put Krishna in the center, we're doing it for Krishna, then it's not so difficult. Why is it not difficult? Because Krishna will reciprocate. Krishna's in our heart. Krishna will be satisfied. So although there may be austerity, I give you an example, the young Gurukul boys, they have to take a cold shower every morning. But they become enlivened by that austerity. Instead of lamenting, oh no, Maharaj, what should I do? It's so difficult. Because you're not taking austerity. You're not enlivened by your service. I see that. You know, you're not inspired to go out and stay out and meet the... We used to go out 8-10 hours a day. You're back by 3 o'clock and say, well, here's $2. You're not fired up. These boys came, they didn't want to come here at night because they were not fired up enough. They're fired up in their service. That's what's required. We want to get beyond the mind. Otherwise, the mind will always bring us problems. Oh, this is too difficult. This is too difficult. Because we're on a mental platform. You want to get on a spiritual platform, you got to get beyond the mind. You got to take this austerity as something relishable. This is an opportunity. Krishna is so kind, he's giving me this chance to perform austerity. That I know is directly pleasing to him. Because how do I know that? Because Prabhupada made it very clear. It's very pleasing to me if you distribute my books. Okay. Srila Bhagavatam ki.